This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Morosi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Yeshua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. The parasha discusses which bird one may eat and which birds one may not eat. In the list of the non-kosher birds, the Torah lists the bird called the Ra'ah, and the Gemara in Chulin Daf Samach Gimel Amud Bey says, Veloma nikwa shma ra'ah. And why is this bird called ra'ah? And the Gemara answers, Sheroya biyoser, because it sees very well. It has great eyesight. Oimedes bebavel veroya nevela beretz Yisrael. This bird can stand in Bavel and see a carcass, a dead animal in Eretz Yisrael. That's how good its vision is. And that's why it's called the ra'ah. Rameh Shapira Zatzal asks, if it has such good eyesight, you might assume that this trait would make it into a kosher bird. Why then would this very quality be a reason that it is considered a non-kosher bird? And Rav Meir Shapiro explains that this bird is standing in Bavel, in the Eretz HaTmea, surrounded by Tumah, but it does not see the Nevela and the Tumah around him, around where he stands. But rather he sees the Nevela and Tumah in Eretz Yisrael, in the Eretz HaKadosha. That is a Simin Tumah. When someone ignores the problems and the tumah that is surrounding him and only focuses on the faults and the tumah with other people and with other places, and especially when he focuses on finding the faults in Eretz Yisrael, that is considered a simin tumah. Pasuk says, Ure'ei bituv Yerushalayim, see the positive and the milus of Yerushalayim in Eretz Yisrael. Do not be like the ra'ah who stands in Bavel and sees the nevela be'eretz HaKodesh. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Beis, the parsha discusses the Navi Sheker. And the Pasuk tells us that the Navi Sheker will perform some sort of miracle and try to persuade you through these miracles to worship Avodah Zarah. The Torah tells us you should not listen to the Navi Sheker. Hashem is just trying to test you and to see if you truly love Him with your full heart. And then the Pasuk continues that the Navi Sheker should be put to death for trying to cause you to go astray and to worship Avodah Zarah. The first words of the parasha of Navi Sheker is Ki Yokum Bikir Becha Navi, if there will appear among you a Navi Sheker. And the Baal HaTurim cryptically writes that the gematria of the word Bikir Becha equals 324, which is the same gematria as Zu HaIsha, this is the woman. What is the Baal HaTurim telling us by saying that Bikir Becha is gematria Zu HaIsha in the parsha of Navi Sheker? Rabbi Kiveger explains that in the time of the Baal HaTurim, there were many missionaries who were trying to convince the Jews that Christianity was the true religion. They even went as far as trying to bring proofs from the Torah to back their position. And to refute this, the Baal HaTurim wrote that the words Bikir Becha Navi in the parsha of Navi Sheker is Begematria 387, which is the same gematria as Zu HaIsha Ubana. This is the woman and her son, referring to Yeshu and his mother. And not only can't you bring a proof from the Torah to back their religion, but just the opposite. The Torah hints to Yeshu and his mother in the parasha of Navi Sheker, proving how false they really are. The censors did not approve of the message of the Baal HaTurim and erased part of his comment. And instead of it saying Bikir Becha Navi is the same gematria as Zu HaIsha Ubana, it was cut down to Bikir Becha is the same gematria as Zu HaIsha, which has no meaning. In the more recent printings of the Baal HaTurim, the original version of the Baal HaTurim was put back in, and it reads, Bikir Becha Navi is equal to the gematria of 387, which is the same as Zu HaIsha Ubana, serving as an ancient warning not to follow their ideology.